KSJD's local news podcast is supported by Next 50 Initiative, reminding you to complete the census. It only takes a few minutes, and your participation will help ensure our region receives funding for essential services and programs. Visit 2020census.gov to help our community be counted.
With KSJD News, I'm Daniel Reisel. Navajo Nation President Jonathan Nez is praising a federal district judge's decision to issue a temporary restraining order in an ongoing lawsuit against the U.S. Census Bureau. The Bureau cut off in-person efforts a month early to the end of September. In the weeks following, the nation, along with another tribe, local-level governments, and civil rights groups, filed the lawsuit over the decision. The restraining order means, for now, in-person efforts cannot phase out as the case works its way through additional hearings. Nez said at a virtual press conference Tuesday that restoring the original deadline is essential to an accurate count for the nation. Nez says as of the start of the month, response rates between the nation's five agencies ranged from about 15% to 22%. Governor Jared Polis is letting almost 6,000 people attend a Denver Broncos game in person later this month. KSJD's Scott Franz reports.
Fans who get tickets to the September 27th game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will not have a typical game day experience. Brittany Bolin is the Broncos' vice president of strategic initiatives. She says they have been working on a plan for 3 months to keep fans safe.
There will be face mask requirements as well as social distancing. Seating will be done in pods from 1 to 6. And those pods will be separated into 6 feet.
Most of the tickets will only be offered to season ticket holders, who will have to enter a lottery. Meanwhile, Governor Polis also announced Apple and Google will soon launch a new smartphone app that will alert people of possible exposure to the coronavirus. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
This is KSJD News.